And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, the 28th of November, 2013. It is Thanksgiving Day, a day that we trace back to 1621, when the Pilgrims sat down with the tribe of Wampanoag Indians, though it wasn't until 1789 that George Washington proclaimed a day of national thanksgiving and prayer in November. The holiday fell out of custom, though, and by the mid-19th century, only a handful of states officially celebrated Thanksgiving. It was Sarah Josepha Hale who wrote the poem Mary Had a Little Lamb, and who was an editor of a women's magazine who campaigned for Thanksgiving for 36 years, wrote to four presidents about it, Taylor, Fillmore, Pierce, and Buchanan. And then she wrote to Abraham Lincoln, and he declared the last Thursday of November a day of thanksgiving and praise. It was Ralph Waldo Emerson who said, "Cultivate the habit of being grateful for every good thing that comes to you and to give thanks continuously, and because all things have contributed to your advancement, you should include all things in your gratitude." It's the birthday of the writer and physicist Alan Lightman, Memphis, 1948. His first novel, Einstein's Dreams, made up of 30 dreams that Lightman imagined Albert Einstein might have had during the months of 1905 when he was working on his theory of special relativity. It's the birthday of the poet William Blake, London, 1757. He was little known in his own lifetime, regarded as a lunatic by most people who knew him, died in poverty at the age of 69. In 30 years, he had sold fewer than 20 copies of his Songs of Innocence and of Experience. But 3 years after he died, he was mentioned in a popular 6-volume encyclopedia of British artists. And then one of his admirers, Alexander Gilchrist, set out to write his biography. It was published in 1863. Blake had died in 1827. Life of William Blake, and it was hugely popular. And for the first time, thanks to a biography, William Blake was considered a major English poet. Here's a poem for today by Lewis Jenkins entitled Regret. There's no use in regret. You can't change anything. Your mother died unhappy with the way you turned out. You and your father were not on speaking terms when he died, and you left your wife for no good reason. Well, it's past. You may as well regret missing out on the conquest of Mexico. That would have been just your kind of thing back when you were 18, a bunch of murderous Spaniards out to destroy a culture and get rich. On the other hand, the Aztecs were no great shakes either. It's hard to know whom to root for in this situation. The Aztecs thought they had to sacrifice lots of people to keep the sun coming up every day, and it worked. The sun rose every day, but it was back-breaking labor, all that sacrificing. The priests had to call in the royal family to help, and their neighbors, the gardener, the cooks. You can see how this is going to end. You are going to have your bloody, beating heart ripped out, but you are going to have to stand in line in the hot sun for hours, waiting your turn. Regret, a poem by Lewis Jenkins from Tin Flag, New and Selected Prose Poems, published by Will o' the Wisp Books, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's Poetry App. Available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org/mobile. Produced by Joy Biles, assistance from Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.